our rock. In God's Word, we have many references to God being our rock. There are many references in the Psalms, a few in Genesis, Deuteronomy, and 1 Samuel, and 5 in Isaiah. A couple of my favorites are found in Deuteronomy. As Moses was about to die and he was turning everything over to Joshua, God gave him the words to a song that he wanted Moses to teach to the Israelites. In chapter 32, 3-4, we read some of the words to the song. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. And later on in the song, for their rock is not like our rock, as even our enemies concede. To use a present-day slang, that verse rocks. I love it. Israel's enemies often conceded that Israel's God was like no other. In 1 Samuel 2:2, Hannah sings a song in praise and thanks to God for answering her prayers for a child. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. And in Isaiah 44:8, the Lord is speaking through the prophet. He says, do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Speaking again through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord says in chapter 51, verse 1, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. As a believer, we are cut from the rock, Christ Jesus. And now some awesome verses from the Psalms that talk about our rock. There are so many that I cannot share them all with you. Psalm 18 has quite a few verses. Verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Verse 31-32, for who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. And then verse 46, the Lord lives. Praise be to our rock. Exalted be God our Savior. Psalm 27:5, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Psalm 31:2. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to save me, to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Psalm 42. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Psalm 61:2. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And then verse 2. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Psalm 78:35. They remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their Redeemer. Psalm 92:15, proclaiming, the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Psalm 94:22, But the Lord has become my fortress and my rock, my God the rock, in whom I take refuge. And Psalm 95:1, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Dear listener, do you remember the parable in Matthew 7:24-27? Jesus told the crowds following him, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. In times of trouble, when the storms and floods of life come, only then can it be seen if we are built on the rock or not. Or maybe you know you are built on the rock, but you don't realize what strength, what a refuge and fortress God our rock is. Heavenly Father, we look to you, the rock from which we are cut. You are God our rock, in whom we take refuge. You are our strong fortress. We will not be shaken as we put our trust in you. There is no rock like you that arms us with strength and makes our way secure. May all who listen to this podcast be encouraged by these truths from your word. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14. Amen.